The hour-long debate on WCAX-TV in Burlington featured the candidates quizzing each other, questions from the hosts and viewers via social media, and recorded inquiries. It began with the candidates asking each other questions. Republican Scott Milne immediately began with a theme he threaded through every topic as they discussed the recently passed GMO labeling law.
We have a history over the last 4 years of political ideology driving decisions that are better made by local people. The GMO labeling bill, I think the way that it was managed was reckless and irresponsible.
No matter the issue discussed, Milne tried to use the Shumlin administration's move to single-payer health care and problems with the state health care exchange as an example of overall reckless management.
Single-payer health care, the reckless experiment that we've been marching towards for the last 4 years, is dead. We need to move ahead practically, figure out whether the new exchange that's being set up is actually going to work or not. The dream that people bought into 4 years ago has been my opponent's number one priority, and it's his number one failure.
But incumbent Democrat Peter Shumlin would have none of it.
First of all, my view is it's reckless to have a healthcare system that most providers agree is not sustainable, will bankrupt us, and not be willing to address a plan to fix it, which is Scott Milne's position. He'll talk about my position, he won't talk about his. But what's really reckless is to be willing to sit back on your hands and say, we're not going to solve this problem. So I've got a plan to solve it. Scott doesn't.
Similar exchanges continued as the candidates were asked what programs they would cut with a $100 million budget shortfall anticipated next year by the finance commissioner.
How did we get into a situation where we're talking about closing programs that are of vital importance to Vermonters? It's because of reckless mismanagement of the people's money for the last 4 years. That's the problem that needs to be fixed.
Well, if being reckless means balancing four consecutive budgets without raising income taxes, sales taxes, and rooms and meals taxes on hardworking Vermonters who don't have any more tax capacity, call me reckless. But I'm proud of the fact that I've worked together with the legislature to balance four consecutive budgets and manage the state in a very fiscally responsible manner. If that's reckless, I'll take it.
Milne has often been criticized for having unclear stances on issues, which a pre-recorded question from viewer Robin Georges highlighted.
I would like to know what some of his positions are. I mean, I feel like I don't know really where he stands on anything.
I've been very clear with Vermonters since I got into this race. I think the more locally we can make decisions, the better off we are. We need to be focused on doing things practically versus getting some political idea somewhere around the world and trying to drive it through a majority-controlled legislature. Most importantly, we need to really focus on competently managing the people's money. Regarding the economy, simple, quick shot in the arm with some tax incentives, followed up with a real fundamental look at how we're going to fund higher education for Vermonters. Regarding health care, Governor Shumlin's greatest priority is very clearly his greatest failing.
Governor Shumlin.
I don't blame the questioner's frustration. He's perfectly willing to tell us everything that we're doing wrong. He's unwilling to tell Vermont what he would do.
The debate featured only the Democratic incumbent and the Republican challenger for governor. There are seven people running for the seat, including Libertarian Dan Feliciano, Liberty Union Peter Diamondstone, and independent candidates Emily Payton, Chris Erickson, and Bernard Peters. Audio from the debate is courtesy of WCAX Television. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.